I love college students. When I connect with students in the classroom and see the spark of genuine insight in their eyes, I get a positive rush. On the whole, students are bright, curious, interested, and quite well informed. But college is also a rite of passage when attention spans can lapse and facts can be bruised in ways that produce high, if unintended, comedy. For instance, last year at this time, I had a student write in a final exam that the Fortune 500 is a college marching band. It's all part of learning. A teacher's job, of course, is to help students get a surer grip on their subject. When I begin to grade final exams in a few weeks, I'll see how well I've done. I'll also see if I've been treated to some inadvertent rib ticklers. One of the funniest books I've read is entitled Non-Campus Mentis by Professor Anders Hendrickson of Shepherd College in West Virginia. The book is a history of the world made up of verbatim mistakes in term papers and exams at American and Canadian colleges. Between chuckles, it should remind everyone that we have to work a lot harder. In the Student Chronicle from the Stoned Age to the Berlin Mall, Judaism is a monolithic religion that worships the god Yahoo. Gothic cathedrals are supported by flying buttockses. Hitler terrorizes his enemies with gazpacho. Caesar is assassinated on the Yikes of March and declares, "Me too, Brutus." The civil rights movement turned the corner with Martin Luther Jr.'s speech, "If I had a hammer." In discovering the New World, Columbus came to America to install rule by dead white males over the native peoples. John F. Kennedy worked closely with the Russians to solve the Canadian Missile Crisis. Ferdinand and Isabella conquered Granola, a part of Spain now known as Mexico. The book's author, Professor Hendrickson, is neither surprised nor indignant at the student gaffes. He says, "I'm not trying to launch a campaign against the American school system, but I do want to show that our culture doesn't put a very high emphasis on history." Well, that's a problem, dear listener, because we know that, in the immortal words of one student, those who forget the past are condemned to eat it. This is Les O'Coin.